Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Al Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Ron Musselman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe DeSaw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gene Nelson. And now, play ball. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball four. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Little reaches second base with a double. Law moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Law tags and scores. Little tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Little tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe DeSaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSaw hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliver moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. DeSaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a pop-up towards third. Mullenix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Barfield reaches second base with a double. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Barfield scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to third. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-1 in the game. Mosby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines who is chasing the ball. Mosby reaches third base with a triple. Fernandez scores. Garcia goes all the way around to score. It's Blue Jays, 3, White Sox, 3. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mosby scores. It's 4-3, Blue Jays. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 0-1 in the game. Mullenix hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Little hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Desai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desai is 0-1 in the game. Desai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Upshaw reaches second base with a double. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt bunts towards the mound. Gleaton fields it and throws to first for the out. Upshaw moves to third. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Barfield hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Upshaw tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Garth Eorg pinch hits for Rans Mullenix. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garcia scores. Mosby moves to third. It's 6-3, Blue Jays. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Garth Eorg now playing third base. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Acker now pitching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hill moves to second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hill moves to third. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeSaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSaw is 0 for 2 in the game. DeSaw takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. DeSaw moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Wehrmeister now pitching. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Mosby steals second. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Eorg takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Blue Jays. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Upshaw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manuel Lee now playing second base. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Acker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 10, and the White Sox 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mosby is hit by the pitch. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Eorg takes first base on ball 4. Mosby moves to second. Juan Agosto now pitching. Lou Thornton pinch hits for George Bell. Lou Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Mosby moves to third. Eorg moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Thornton now playing left field. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Little bunts towards the mound. Acker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker is hit by the pitch. Joe DeSa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSa is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DeSa hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 10, and the White Sox 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing right field. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. DeSa scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle strikes out. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Thornton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Mark Hill. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Caudill covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.